10, 10, 10. 10 minutes, 10 months, 10 years. A life-transforming idea. Author, Susie Welch. What is a 10-10-10? 10-10-10 is a new approach to making choices that will allow you to create a life of your own making. It's about a steady discipline that can help us replace chaos with consistency, confusion with clarity, and perhaps best of all, guilt with no guilt. More often than not, our lives are formed by decisions within our control, though it may not feel that way. In today's accelerated world, with streaming information, confound options, and ever-morphing culture, many of the decisions we face seem unspeakably complicated. So we decide by not deciding, or by letting our gut instinct guide us. But now we have the 10-10-10 approach. No matter what the scope of the dilemma it's applied to, it's always there to save us. The how of 10-10-10. First, every 10-10-10 process starts with a question. That is, every 10-10-10 begins with posing your dilemma, crisis, or problem in the form of a query. Should I change my job? Should I continue my education? Should I stay in my relationship or end it? Having a defined question is essential to 10-10-10. Because so many messy problems are intertwined with side issues and sub-issues, you should start with determining exactly what issue you're trying to solve. Second, the next stage is data collection. You can conduct this part of the process in your head, on your computer, with pen and paper, or in conversation with a friend. Whatever works. The only real requirement is that you be honest and exhaustive in answering the following prompts. Given my question, what are the consequences of each of my opinions in 10 minutes, in 10 months, in 10 years? To be clear, there's nothing literal about each 10 in 10-10-10. The first 10 basically stands for right now, as in 1 minute, 1 hour, or 1 week. The second 10 represents that point in the foreseeable future when the initial reaction to your decision has passed, but its consequences continue to play out in ways you can reasonably predict. And the third 10 stands for a time in the future that is so far off that its particulars are entirely vague. So really, 10-10-10 could just as well be referring to 9 days, 15 months, and 8 years. The name of the process is just a time frame, in the heat of the moment, somewhat later, and when all is said and done. Third, the last step of the process is analysis. You need to take all the information you've just compiled and compare it to your own innermost values, your beliefs, your goals, dreams, and needs. In short, this part impels you to ask, knowing what I know now about all of my options and their consequences, which decision will best help me create a life of my own making? And with the answer to that, you've got your 10-10-10 solution. The science behind the system. By bringing every option and its consequences to the surface and connecting actions to deeply held values, the 10-10-10 process empowers us to override the counterproductive tendencies of our own minds. It helps us help ourselves. Here's how it achieves this effect. Evolutionary psychologists today agree that a number of behavioral biases were hardwired into our brains to ensure survival. In primitive circumstances, for example, we were programmed to freeze in times of danger. Among the many biases our minds form, psychologists believe that we have a strong inborn tendency to believe the information we've heard the most times and give more weight to information from people we like and minimize information from people we don't. 10-10-10 interferes with such selective information. Deafness. Your brain may want you to ignore something you heard 2 weeks ago or a comment delivered by a grumpy old neighbor, but the discipline of the process won't let you. And 10-10-10 won't let you buy into information you've heard over and over again, either, because by definition, it requires you to test facts and assumptions. The values equation of 10-10-10. Without values, 10-10-10 is merely a device for surfacing decision alternatives. It's with values as an integral part of the process that 10-10-10 truly becomes transformative, allowing us to live in sync with our authentic dreams and beliefs. However, you don't have to wait for a 10-10-10 dilemma to discover your values. We developed a values questionnaire after finding that many 10-10-10 practitioners were having an easy enough time coming up with decision alternatives and consequences, but getting stuck on the critical matter of their values. The first questionnaire prompt concerns legacy. What would make you cry at your 70th birthday? This question gets right to the heart of a person's inner hopes. It reveals the size and shape of the footprint we want to leave behind. One practitioner answered, "Not being surrounded by my whole family." And that revealed family stability as one of his innermost values. The second questionnaire prompt concerns character. What do I want people to say about me when I'm not in the room? To this query, we've heard everything from that I run a great company because I'm smart, to that I've raised great kids, or I couldn't care less. Each answer reflects each practitioner's value and perspective. The final questionnaire prompt concerns lifestyle. What do you love about the way your parents live, and what do you hate? When Jim, whose son Hooper was diagnosed with depression, was asked that question, he replied, "There's a lot of silence in my parents' house. Not a lot gets said, and I don't like that. But I love my mother's beautiful cooking. She shows her love to everyone through food." Through 10-10-10, Jim was able to translate both answers into values and action. He wanted a home filled with openness, dialogue, and affection. Getting Hooper the medical help he needed was an essential first step in that direction. On the job with 10-10-10. Sociologists have long held that work is a primary source of identity in our lives, giving us direction and purpose, and serving as the organizing principle of our days. Now more than ever, we need a process to ensure that our work decisions don't happen to us, but that we make them happen for us. At work, 10-10-10 can play two main roles. First, it can help with complex managerial, strategic, and operating decisions, from hiring and promotion picks to budgeting allocations. And second, 10-10-10 can be used as a tool to manage, teach, or counsel the people we work with. In both cases, 10-10-10 provides a framework for constructive debate and a common language to explore conflicting values and agendas. The Entrepreneur's Ally. For people who are self-employed, 10-10-10 can be especially valuable. It's a way to bounce around ideas when you have few or no colleagues to bounce them off. 10-10-10 can also help individuals get their companies up and running, providing a quick and easily accessible process to examine touch choices and test the gut calls that so many entrepreneurs tend to rely on. Charting your career. Most people discover the profession that feels right to them through an iterative process. They try on one line of work, then zigzag, and through related areas and positions, until they finally land in a good place. Unfortunately, that process can take a decade or more, leading to the somewhat ironic reality that you finally discover what you want to be when you grow up, when you're finally grown up. 10-10-10 can be your guide in this respect. To facilitate the process, however, you need to consider four questions about your job. The answer should stir up the data you need to start making meaningful career decisions. Does my job allow me to work with my people, those who share my sensibilities about life, or do I have to zone out? The key word in this question is sensibilities, the values, behaviors, and personality traits that make you feel as if you're among kindred spirits. If you share sensibilities with your colleagues, you tend to work at the same pace and confront each other about tough issues with the same level of intensity. No job or profession will ever be right for you if it requires you to work with people who don't share your values or appreciate you as you are. You have to like your colleague and feel authentic around them if you're ever going to have a career you like. Does my job make me smarter by stretching my mind, building my skills, and taking me out of my comfort zone? People tend to gravitate toward and stay ensconced in certain professions simply because they're good at them. English majors go into publishing. Math majors go to Wall Street. The moral is, if your career 10-10-10 involves a change of direction, don't just ask, "Do I have the right skills?" Ask, "Will I enjoy the challenge of gaining new ones?" Does my job give me meaning? The perfect job is only perfect if it makes you happy. Something about the work, the thrill of making a big sale, the excitement of hitting a deadline with your colleagues, the reward of coaching a newcomer, or helping a customer, just turns your crank. It feels important. It fills your soul. You simply cannot and shouldn't 10-10-10 any career dilemma without acknowledging the joy factor of your options. Make your happiness list. The happiness list, or should we say the difficulty in compiling one, is stressing the importance of 10-10-10 even more and more. After all, if complicated decisions are responsible for the scarcity of happiness that we'd hit upon, at least we know now of an approach to dilemmas that empowered people to create more deliberate, centered, and authentic lives. It's not a magic pill. It requires emotional work. It takes commitment and candor. It's a simple and clear process. It's 10-10-10. Once 10-10-10 is in your life, it's your companion as long as you allow it to work within you and for you.